Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You've given me a new song. Now I can shout hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah. You gave my body, set my soul free. You gave me life, and you lift me higher. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah?
with me, Father. I love you. Dear Jesus, I love you. Dear Jesus, I surrender myself as your vessel. Let the world see you through my eyes. Can we praise our prayer with meaning? Then let the world see you through my eyes. Then let the world hear you through my voice. Then let the world hear you through my life. Lift up your hands and your feet and pray right now. Lord, I surrender myself to you. Start coming and look at this. This
I'm going to You will. Situation above mountains of
I hope demons. If I believe that of our own man, let us keep our ease and keep Jesus out.
There is power in the name. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are high and lifted up. Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship a little longer today. And we honor you, O God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you shall do. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning for your omnipotent presence, your omnipresent, your omniscient presence, O God. Oh, Father, we just bless you this morning. We thank you, God, for being our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon-coming King. We ask you, O God, to continue to bless us to hear, bless us to see, and bless us to receive, O God. Bless us to speak your truth, O God. Father, we thank you for the examination on yesterday evening again. Lord, that you gave us positive results, O God. Lord, that when the doctor taught that we would have, he would have to prescribe for me diabetes medication. He said to me, whatever you're doing, to keep doing, because your sugar level is completely normal. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, oh, God, because we know that you are a miracle-working God. We trust you. We depend on you. We rely on you for all that we need, oh, God, because you are our provider, oh, God. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would touch my heart, that you would touch my spirit, man. And Father, that you would allow me to hear, see, and speak what you say to speak this morning. Father, we know that there is a shaking going on in the earth. And you have already prepared us and preparing us coming. We ask your forgiveness. We ask your mercy. Most of all, O God, we ask your grace, O God, as we rely on you, Father, and every outcome, because we know the outcome shall be greater than the income. And we depend on you for all that we need this day and every day. Speak to us this morning, Father, and speak through us in the awesome, mighty name of Jesus. Today we are talking about there's a shaking going on in the earth. There's a shaking going on in the earth. Many years ago, I ministered this word, but I ministered it from a different perspective. I ministered this word that there's going to be a shaking. But this morning the Lord says there's a shaking going on in the earth. Even right now, I was looking at Pakistan this morning and seeing all the churches that are being abused and molested because the people hate Christians so much, calling for us to supply their needs. They want us to donate to them, but they are hate Christians. Churches are being burned. People are being burned alive. People are being massacred in Pakistan and Afghanistan right now, even as we speak. Hundreds and thousands of people are being cast out, abused by the Muslims, the radical Muslims, not all Muslims, but the radical Muslims that hate Christians. They despise Christians because the truth, you know, the truth set people free. But some people will not allow the truth to set them free because they've been brainwashed for so many hundreds of years that they can't accept the truth. And this is what is happening all over the world, even in our country, even in our nation that we live in. People are being brainwashed, and they wouldn't accept the truth. The truth is right before their eyes, but they said, no, I can't believe that. People are manipulating them, and they can't. They'd rather put you in prison. They'd rather lock you up for years and years and years before they accept the truth that's before their eyes and ask God to change them. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter, Lord, let me see which one I want to go to. Isaiah chapter 2. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 2. This morning, we are talking about there is a shaking going on in the earth. There's a shaking going on in the earth, or a shaking happening, however you want to take it. But how I got it this morning, there's a shaking going on in the earth. And it's happening all over, not just here. Even in China, they're having mudslides. They're having floods. Cars are going down the road, washed down the street by high-powered water, the powerful water force of God coming down the mountains and going into the cities in Afghanistan, Pakistan. In Egypt, the same thing is happening. In Africa, it's happening all over the world. Hear me today, people. What is God saying to us? God's saying that we have to get off or do nothing and start doing something. We are sitting and watching the televisions. We are listening to the music, the hip-hop, the jazz, whatever, easy listening. We are listening to the radio, and we are having a good time. We are going to the cookouts. We are going to the family gatherings. We are going to the movies, and we are sitting in the air condition. We are having a good time, not understanding, not realizing what God is doing. God is sending a message to his people to get ready, be prepared, because I'm coming soon. I am coming soon. I'm piercing the sky. You're going to hear the trumpet. And by the time the trumpet sound, if you are not prepared, you will be left behind. You can't get prepared. You got to be prepared. See, there's going to be a trumpet sound. The angels of the Lord is going to sound the trumpet of the Lord to let the people know he is here. Not that he's coming, that he's here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Here in the book of Isaiah chapter 2, starting at verse 19. He said, then shall the stricken deprive of all in which they had trusted. Go into the caves of the rocks and into the holes of the earth from before the terror and dread of the Lord and from before the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake mightily the terrible and terribly the earth. This is also in Luke chapter 23, verse 30. Now God saying to us, for us, that people, those that rejected him, going to run and they're going to look for places to hide from his terrible presence. Hallelujah. It's going to be terrible to them because that's the way they're going to see him, as terrible. But we're going to see him as majestic, as sovereign, as mighty. Because we have received him as our Lord and our Savior. The ones that rejected him are going to see him as terrible, coming with his sword in his mouth, the word. The very word that they rejected is the word that's going to judge them. Now he says, I'm reading out the Amplified. Glory to God. Verse 20 says, in that day men shall cast away to the moles and to the bats their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to go into the caverns of the rocks and into the clefts of the ragged rocks from before the terror and dread of the Lord, and from before the glory of his majesty. Excuse me. And when he rises to shake mightily and terribly the earth, cease to trust in weak, frail, and dying man, whose breath is in his nostrils for so short a time. In what sense can he be counted as having intrinsic worth? God says, stop putting your trust in mankind. His breath is in his nostrils. In other words, he can die at any time. He can be taken out of this world at any time. Why are you putting your trust and stuff? The people begin to throw their silver and the gold and the idols and everything before the bats and the moles, before the, you know, the bats, we call night bats that look like a vampire. It was the symbol that Dracula in Hollywood used for the vampires. People go throw the stuff that they really thought that they needed so much because it's not going to have any worth to them when he pierced the heavens into the earth realm. The whole earth is going to be filled with his glory because his presence is so majestic. It's going to be like a beam of light covering the whole earth. When he comes, there's no darkness. Darkness has no power, no dominion. Hallelujah. His brightness, his glory is going to cover the whole earth. That's why he says when we come to be with him, we're not going to need a candlestick. We're not going to need electric light. We're not going to leave cursing light. Because his glory is going to light the heavens. So you understand when he pierced and come with his angels to receive his church, his bride, how his glory is going to manifest all over the earth, every corner of the earth. Not one place in the earth, north, south, east, or west, going to be able to hide from his glory. He says, even right now there's a shaking taking place. Even as we talk, you say, well, I can get in my truck and drive to work. I can get in my car and go down here and do some work. I can go down to the gas station and do what I got to do. I'm not to worry. But I like to tell you the time coming that if you're not prepared, you're going to have to run and hide. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, this is what he says. In the New Living Translation, chapter 38, let's start at verses 19. In my jealousy and blazing anger, I promised a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. What day? The day that he come to the earth. The day that he returned. Hallelujah. He's coming against all the lost 10 tribes of Israel. They will know, those that lost, Ezekiel talk about, and the dry bones. The dry bones is the 10 lost tribes. They're going to come alive. Hallelujah. But here he says here, and all living things, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the animals in the field, the small animals that scurry, talking like snakes and that kind of stuff, and snails and stuff, scurry along the ground. And all the people on earth will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down. Cliffs will crumble. Walls will fall to the earth. I will summon the sword against you on all the hills of Israel, says the sovereign Lord. Your men will turn their swords against, punish you, and your armies will with disease and bloodshed. I will send torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur in this day. I will show my greatness and holiness. I will make myself known to all the nations of the world. Then they will know that I am the Lord. God says, everyone going to know that he's the Lord. Look at what's going on right now in the United States of America, off the Florida Keys, off the panhandle of Florida. You got two storms, two hurricanes moving at the same time. When is the last time that you hear something like that? Two storms that say that, two hurricanes that they say is going to bring great destruction to the United States of America. Many people are still saying that they bought out the stores. I look and see the things on TV. You all have probably seen it. In the grocery stores, there's no food on the shelves. People have bought out the stores because they want to sit down and sit still in the place that they are, boarding up their homes, their businesses, and believe that they're able to, while these two ferocious hurricanes hit the United States, the Florida Panhandle, and they believe that they can, as long as they have the food, the batteries, and all those stuff that they need, they can stand and they'll be able to wait out the storm. God says, I'm sending you this remnant of my wrath. I want you to see that I have seen the sin that's in the earth. I've seen all the abuse of my people. I've heard their cries from my throne room. And I'm trying to wake you all up to righteousness, to holiness. He says in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 24, I look at the mountains, and behold, they tremble. And all the hills move lightly to and fro. I look, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of the air had fled. I look, verse 26, and behold, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid waste before the Lord's presence, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land, not part of the land, the whole land will be desolate, yet I will not make a full, complete end of it. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 10, verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 11. Jeremiah 46 and 28. The Lord says he's not going to completely destroy the whole land. But the land will know that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will know that he is the sovereign Lord, the one that sit high and see low. What are we waiting for? Why are we procrastinating? Why are we not sharing the gospel? Why are we not telling the people the truth? Why are we not preparing the people for what's coming? The God said it will come to pass. Why are we still sitting down and saying, well, I'm going to have barbecue spare ribs today. I'm going to have hot dogs. I'm going to have hamburgers. I am going down to all you can eat. We are still lavishing ourselves in the thing that suffice our natural body. And what about our soul spending time? And then when the preacher comes, the preacher tell you, all you got to do is name it and claim it. You can have it. The preacher come and give you a happy message and don't give you the alarm. Does not sound the trumpet. The preacher does not sound the trumpet. So when the sword come and take your life, your blood will be on his hand. They'll be on his head, all over him, because he have not sung the alarm. The alarm is the word of God, the truth. Go to Haggai. Haggai chapter. Let's do it in NLT. Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2, 7 to 9. I will shake all nations. Here you go again. I will shake all nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord of heaven's army. And the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of heaven's army. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory, says the Lord of heaven's army. And in this place, I will bring peace. I, the Lord of heaven's army, have spoken. God says, listen to me. When God finishes shaking that he's shaking in the earth, there will be peace. Because all the things that, and people, places and things that contaminated God's earth will be removed. There's a scripture says in Revelation, he said he would send fire and brimstone to burn up the things that is not holy. The shaking, the mountains going to shake, the hills going to tremble. The seas, the ocean will be heated with the fire of God. So you can't even run to the sea and say, I'm going to hide. In Hawaii, the people were able to run to the ocean, jump into the ocean to overcome the flame, the heat of the flames. But in this time, the day of the Lord, when he comes to bring judgment, to bring redemption for his saints, the ocean's going to kick on fire, going to be hot, boiling, so you can't even run there. If you run to the rocks to hide, he's going to be there. If you go to hell, he's going to be there. Wherever you go, he's going to be there. You can't hide. You can't escape his judgment. This is why we got to teach this thing. We got to preach this thing. Go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, NLT. Might switch to the King James. Matthew chapter 10. We're talking about there's a shaking going on in the earth. You look and see. If you go on YouTube, if you go on Twitter, on X, call it X now. If you go on X or Instagram, you will see all the things that are happening all over the world. From the Caribbean all the way to the continent of Africa, India, Asia, China, Japan, Egypt. There's no country that's not facing some kind of catastrophe right now. Why? Because God is warning the people. He's not destroying them yet. He's warning them to get their lives, get their spiritual house in order. Put new paint, new siding, new windows, all this stuff. They tell you where you can come in and make a respawn or a request to get a new bathroom, new kitchen, and you don't have to pay for a year.
like you guarantee you're going to live a year. You may die and leave that kitchen and that bathroom. Somebody's going to have to pay the bill. Because tomorrow, the next year is not promised to anyone. God wants us to work on our spiritual man right now. Right now. Start working on it. Am I living holy? Am I holy enough, Lord? Am I crossing every T? Am I dotting every I? Yes, you put on the fancy suit, the fancy dress. You went to the hairdresser and fixed your hair and your nails. You went to the beauty salon and had your toenails and fingernails and eyebrows and eyelashes and all this stuff. And you got blush and stuff from the mall so you can fix up your face and you look pretty. You look handsome with a new haircut and all this stuff. But what about your soul? Because he's coming. Yes, as I'm speaking, he's coming. Hallelujah. You said, well, we've been hearing this for thousands of years. Remember, 1,000 years is like a day to the Lord, and a day like 1,000 years. But he's coming. He's very patient, and he's given us time to get our lives in order. Hear what I'm telling you. Get your spiritual house. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 14. If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake the dust from your feet as you leave. I tell you the truth. The wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off than such a town on the judgment day. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be as shrewd as snakes and harmless of doves. God is saying, look, don't be afraid. I'm sending you out between the wolves, the tigers, the lions, all of these ferocious people. Don't be afraid. If they don't receive the message that I give to you, just shake off the dust off your feet. That very dust that shake off your feet going to come against them in judgment. But you got to preach the truth. You can't compromise the word. You can't compromise the word. When I went to see the doctor yesterday, I haven't seen him in 2-3 months. I seen him right before I went to Barbados. And with sugar, I never had no problem with sugar. Was jumped up 7 point something. And he said to me, he says, Rev, he's a very nice doctor. I just got him because my doctor died. And I got him. I didn't have a doctor for a while. I was just had the heart specialist, but I ain't had a physical doctor, family doctor for a long time. So I had to search and find him in the book. And I saw him. This is the second time I saw him. And he told me a couple of months ago, before I went to Barbados, he said, well, Rev, you know, your sugar is a little high. He said, but I'm not going to put you on any diabetes medicine because you don't really have diabetes. He said, but if you don't get it under control, you can develop diabetes. I said, no, the devil's a liar. Go on right there. I said, the devil's a liar. I'm not going to have no diabetes. So I got me some herbs, watered some herbs. One called Glucose Freeze Max. I got this from Amazon. Glucose Freeze Max. And then I have some bitter melon capsules. All these work for sugar, diabetes. Well, I went and saw him yesterday evening, 3 o'clock. I got there something to 2, after 2. Got there early, and I seen him. Feel like I was waiting for the whole day. Take them a long time to come and see me. But when they ran through all this physical for the first time, he said, well, your blood pressure is perfect. See, you were 116 over 72 or 73, blood pressure. He said, but I'm waiting for the lady. He looked in my ear, looked in my nose, looked in my mouth, all that stuff. Yeah. Listen to my heart, listen to my lungs. He said, I'm waiting for the nurse to come and give me the results of your sugar. But when he come back, he says, man, you make me happy. He says, Mr. Calder, you make me happy. Rev, you make me happy. He said, because you said you're going to get your sugar under control. And you did exactly. He said, I love working with you. You is a man that I like. He says, when you see you're going to do something, you do it. He said, your sugar is normal. He said, I don't even have to. He said, I'll check you back in 3 months and keep it that way. Whatever you're doing, keep doing. I was praising God. So I told the Lord, before I leave the line, I said, Lord, when I prayed, I said, Lord, when I get see the doctor, let everything be normal. You control. You the doctor. You control. And everything was normal. And it ain't going to stay normal because I'm going to do what I need to do. We have to do what we have to do to get our spirit man in order. Keep it in order. Don't go up the hill and down the hill. Keep your spirit man in order. Go to Isaiah chapter 24. I think we went over there before. Let me see. And we went into Isaiah chapter 2. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 24 and see what God is saying. We're talking about there's a shaking going on. It's going on. You know, if people say, well, even with this stuff that's going on with men and women, people say, well, I ain't worried about that because they're not troubling me. Well, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time because Satan is working to flood the whole earth, the whole world, with homosexualism. Men with men and women with women. This is his objective. He's trying to destroy the marriage. He's trying to destroy what God created in the Garden of Eden. See, God created a man for a woman for a man. But Satan, now he's changed it. He wants a man for a man and a woman because he always tries to do everything opposite to what God does. Do you know that? Everything that God does, Satan tries to copy, but he does it opposite. Because he's against God's plans. I want you to know this. Here in Isaiah chapter 24, we're talking about there's a shaking going on in the earth. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 18 says, let's get there. 18 said, those who flee in terror will fall into a trap, and those who escape the trap will be caught in a snare. Destruction falls like rain from the heavens. The foundation of the earth shakes. Listen to what he said. The earth has broken up. It has utterly collapsed. It is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunk. It trembles like a tent in a storm. It falls and will not rise again. For the guilt of its rebellion is very heavy. You hear what he says? This is what the prophet said. In that day the Lord will punish the gods in the heavens and the proud rulers of the nations on earth. They will be rounded up and put in prison. They will be shut up in prison and will finally be punished. The glory of the moon will wane, and the brightness of the sun will fade. For the Lord of heaven's army will rule on Mount Zion. He will rule in great glory in Jerusalem, in the sight of all the leaders of his people. God is telling us everything. It's plain. This Bible is awesome. It tells us Psalm 29. Go to Psalm 29. Everything that you want to hear or know is in this Bible. All we have to do is open it. It's not made to sit on the table. It's not made to sit. It's made to be in your heart, in our heart. Psalm 29, verse 8 said, the voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. God does it. He's the one that's doing the shaking. Why? Why is God doing the shaking? I'm glad you asked that question. God is doing the shaking because of the evil that's in the earth. They believe that God is sleeping. They believe that God cannot hear. They believe that God cannot see. So they continue in their promiscuous lifestyle. They continue in their habitual sinning because the sin makes them feel good. Do you hear what I'm saying? And God is saying, I'm going to shake every corner of the earth. You must know, there's not a place that you can go and hide and feel you're going to escape my power. Hebrews chapter 12. God is speaking to us. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is speaking clearly through this word. We talked about the word yesterday, becoming flesh. He's speaking through it. Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 26 to 29. Hebrews chapter 12. You can read this from verse 14, but we want to do 26 to 29. It's very powerful. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. There is no way to hide. You're going to see and you're going to hear, even if you're in the grave. You're going to see and you're going to hear the shaking of the heavens and of the earth. You're going to hear the voice of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to anybody today? This is what God says. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed so that only unshakable things will remain. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire or consuming fire. We ought to be worshiping him with holy fear, knowing that when he comes, there's no escape. If you're not living right, you can't get right on that morning. It is too late. You say, well, I still got it. No, it's too late. When he come on, it's going to happen. It's judgment, condemnation. He's coming to take over everything that the enemy had captured. He's coming to set free. Many Christians going to die because this is what he says. Ezekiel chapter 36. God is speaking to us. There's a shaking going on in the earth. Many people can't feel it. They got plenty of money. Oh, you hear me? They got money, got big jobs, businesses, got houses in all the different nations or countries or continents, and they see nothing but me. They got bunkers underneath the earth. They're making bunkers in Brazil, in the Caribbean, in Africa. They're going over to Africa, over to the continent, and say, well, we buying up all this land, and we're going to build our bunkers, and we put in food, we put in medicine, and all the stuff that we're going to need. All types of food. They have food that is already cured that to last for at least 15, 20 years. They got all these food that they got cured and scanned and bottled and all this stuff. They got all types of medicine for any kind of sickness that may occur. They have in their bunkers. But that's not going to save them. They're not going to save them. Because no food and no medicine can save you from the wrath of God. When you live a sinful lifestyle, you mistreat God's people, you abuse God's people, and you think now when God comes to bring judgment to the earth that you're going to be able to go and lock yourself in this 18-inch thick or 24 inches or 30 inches, 36 inches thick walls. You're going to go inside there. You feel that God can't come through. God walked through steel. He walked right through steel. Atomic bomb can't stop him. He swim, fly over atomic bombs, fly through it. They can't stop him. Nuclear weapons can't stop him. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. And we think we can succumb to all the things that God said he would do. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 5 and 6. This is what the sovereign Lord says. My jealous anger shall burn against these nations, especially Edom, because they have shown utter contempt to me by gleefully taking my land for themselves as plunder. Therefore, he told the prophet, prophesy to the hills and mountains, the ravines and valleys of Israel. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am furious that you have suffered shame before the surrounding nations. He says, speak to my people, Ezekiel. Let them know that I am furious of the suffering that they had to undergo. He said, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I have taken a solemn oath that those nations will soon have their own shame to endure. But the mountains of Israel will produce heavy crops of fruit for my people, for they will be coming home again soon. I want to let you know that when God come and receive us and take us out this world, we will not have any more problems. We will not have to suffer anymore. Let's go in. Go to Psalm 89. We in the New Living Translation. Psalm 89. I'm telling you something. If you writing these scriptures down, if you don't write them, go back and listen. And I'm telling you something. See what the Lord is saying to you through the scriptures. See what he's saying. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. See what he's saying to us. God is speaking to us, I'm telling you. You got to go back and listen to it. Listen, listen, listen. Listen to what God is saying to us. He is speaking to his body of believers. Listen to Psalm 89, verse 46. David says, oh Lord, how long will this go on? Will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? God's anger is going to burn like fire until he destroys his enemies. You understand? His anger will burn like fire until he destroys his enemies. If you are living for God, if you are honoring God's word, if you are treating God's people right, you don't have to worry. But if you are treating God's people wrong, you're going to have to worry. Go back to Haggai. Haggai chapter 2. Go back to Haggai chapter 2. We hit a couple of things there. But the Lord says, go back there to chapter 2. And see what God is saying to us. Here, guy. Two. Verse 6 and 7. We read from 7 to 9 before. Let's go to verse 6 and 7. For this is what the Lord of heaven's army says. In just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord of heaven's army. I'll tell you something, as I was looking at this, it just blessed me to see that God is serious. God is not releasing a Kool-Aid message. God is serious about judgment. And if you know the God that we know, you know that he don't renege on his word. If God said it, you can believe it, and that ought to settle it. Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. I'm talking today about there's a shaking going on in the earth. And what we as believers need to do is open our eyes and see. Open our ears and hear. Revelation chapter 16, verse 18. Then the thunder crashes and rolls, and lightning flashes, and a great earthquake struck. The worst since people were placed on the earth. Do you hear what he's saying? This is like never before. No, I don't know if you all seen it. You know there's a claim. I don't know because I wasn't there. But there's a claim that these very people in government destroy Maui. They have this laser weapon. And it's saying now that people are saying, this is what I'm hearing, that they're seeing the laser shots or beam, whatever you want to call it, and there's signs on the land in Hawaii from, because the laser is a light. It's a light source. Where the light touched down to start the fires. These people are wicked. Because it was, they're claiming that it was a sacrifice. There's over 1,000 babies, kids that are missing. Over 1,000. They said they had over 3,000 kids in that city. They can account for 2,000. But where's the other 1,000 gone? They can't find no bodies. Something is going on. It was a sacrifice. These people are satanic. That's why you can't sit around and listen to these world systems. You have to pray. Here in this book, Revelation chapter 16 and 18 says, then the thunder crashes and rolls and lightning flash, and a great earthquake struck, the worst since people were placed on the earth. He began to go on and talk about Babylon. All that Babylon has done is coming back against Babylon. Go to Ezekiel 36. Moving back and forth as the scriptures come up. Ezekiel 36. And just a couple of verses in there. You know what it talks about, the dry bones and stuff. We're just going to pull up a couple of verses inside here. Oh, Lord Jesus. I tell you, I love the word of God because it just enlightened my spirit. I was praying for some people early. 36 and 23. That they're in the path of the storm, the hurricane. He said, I will show how holy my great name is, the name on which you brought shame upon among the nations. And when I reveal my holiness through you before their very eyes, says the sovereign Lord, then the nations will know that I am the Lord. Are you ready for God to use you? This is what he's saying. Are you ready for God to use you so he can be glorified through you? You got to be willing and ready so that when God called upon you to declare his truth among the people, you'll go on and speak it. Everybody not going to like to hear from God. Ezekiel 37 and 28. Hear what God is saying to us, people. And when the temple is among them forever, the nations will know that I am the Lord who makes Israel holy. See, God's going to put the temple among his people so that the world will know that he's God. He has not forsaken his people. Now you're seeing how they're killing the Christians and they're burning down the church. I was looking at these people. The Muslims was up top, this big church. Very fancy church in Pakistan. And they record it and they put it on YouTube. And all the Muslims out there, the Muslim men, the women, they with their robes on and the women got their head covered. in the manner up top, some of the Muslims, of these radical Muslims up top of the church, they tear off the cross from the top of the church. They're making holes in the building. They bust out all the windows of the church building. They start to burn it now. Smoke is coming out the building. God is going to make, have a sin, bring down the temple, Jerusalem. So all the temple is so big. It's not a, just a little building to hold 1,000 people. It's going to hold thousands upon thousands, millions of people. This is how vast this temple, New Jerusalem, going to be. It's not one that somebody, men get together and build up. They say they build a new temple in Jerusalem. No, this temple coming down from heaven. This is one that God should speak into existence in heaven, and it's going to come down in the clouds to land on the earth, cover the whole earth. I'm telling you, this is a place where he's going to reign for 1,000 years, and we're going to reign with him. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is not a little building. He's coming in here. We almost finished. We just got a couple more. Here he says, yes. Ezekiel. Let's go to Joel. Joel. Hallelujah, Jesus. We almost finished. Bless the name of the Lord. We got a word on there. If it doesn't thunder and storm here tomorrow, I'm going to go over there and take these cameras down so I can charge them up. And then I'll go back Saturday morning, put them back up, and activate them. Joel chapter 3 and verse 16. This is what God is saying for his people. The Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from heaven, and the heavens and the earth will shake. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a strong fortress for the people of Israel. This is what the sovereign Lord says. He'll be a refuge for his people and a strong fortress for the people of Israel. In the book of Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, Daniel chapter 2 and verses 44. Glory to God. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. During the reign of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these nations into nothingness, and it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain. Though not by human hand, that crushes to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, and silver and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and its meaning. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. We thank you, Father, for blessing us to hear. Let me give you this one piece here. I want to tell you, know that the shaking is taking place in the earth. It is not to move you, but to move your enemy. God is trying to get your attention. We must do something before the final shake take place. We must go out of the four walls and reach the lost for the kingdom of God. Look at someone and ask them, why are you still sitting here? Let me ask you, all, when is the last time you went out to evangelize? Don't answer. Just something to think about. Jesus sent out his disciples 2 by 2 to witness. And all we want to do is come, sit, and receive. But never give. Jesus said, out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water.
My question is, how much will you drink before you let it flow out of you? So that someone else who never had a drink of living water may have a drink. We must go and share the gospel. We must tell of the work Jesus did at the cross when he paid our debt in full. The debt we owed, given us a second chance to return to the Father. Listen, let me read that again. We must go and share the gospel. We must tell of the work Jesus did at the cross when he paid our debt in full, the debt we owed, giving us a second chance to return to the Father. People, I come to tell you that God our Father is doing something in the earth to get his children's attention. We, the church, are sleeping. And the Heavenly Father, like our earthly Father, is trying to wake us up out of our sleep. What good is it if you have something that someone else have need of to bring them out of this situation they are in, but you won't give it to them? In other words, you have the gift of life that can give to anyone, that you can give to anyone that don't have it. You see, brothers and sisters, he said, freely you have received, So freely you must give. God is shaking the earth because he is waiting on all of us to begin to testify how good he is. Somebody needs a healing today. Somebody needs a special touch in their relationship. Somebody is praying for a family member to be saved. Someone is looking for a job. Jesus can and will meet your needs if you believe. If you believe, get up on your feet and begin to shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake in the name of Jesus Christ. Shake. Shake off the weights and the sin that so easily beset you. Begin to dance to your victory. This is your turn around. This is your turn around. Your breakthrough is taking place right now. So just begin to give God glory. Give him honor. Oh, my God, praise his holy name for the breakthrough that's taking place in your life right now. You can't see it. You can't feel it, but it's happening. If you believe, the Bible said all things are possible. You don't have to wait till it manifests. Just believe that it's happening for you right now. That husband that you're praying for, that wife that you're praying for, that child that you want to have in your womb that you never had. God is unbarring your womb right now, removing the barrenness out your womb, like Hannah, so that you can have not one but many babies. God is your provider. God is your supplier. If you believe it, just stand on your feet. Just let God know that, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe that all things is possible. So, God, I know you cannot fail. You said you would do this for me, and I believe that you're doing it for me right now. Yes, Lord, the job that I've been praying for, God, you're giving it to me right now. Lord, it's coming to me. Hallelujah, God. The interview that I got to go to, tell him, talk to him. You know what you're dealing with. The interview that I have to go to, I will be accepted. I will be accepted in that position. You got to speak that thing out your mouth. You got to speak that thing out your mouth. Glory to God. I'm thanking God because I know how miraculous he is. Oh, he's proven to me every day. He don't have to prove anything to me. He's God without proving anything at all to you or me. But God is proving things to us. He's allowing us to see and hear and receive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that he has provided for us
is so much. He provided so much for us. All you got to do is receive. Believe and receive. It's yours. It's yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, we thank you today for this word. We thank you for the people that came on today. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise God, praise you right now for healing. We praise you for deliverance. We praise you for restoration, oh, God. You are mighty God. You are awesome God. You are holy God, oh, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in the midst of all this darkness in the earth right now, all the trials and tribulations. People are being hurt. Oh, God, people are hurting right now from all that's going on in their lives, all that's taking place, oh, God. People are hurting right now. Oh, God, they don't know which, some people don't know which way is up. Hallelujah, God, glory to God. But we know which way is up. You are up, God. You are up. And without you, there's nothing for us to do. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for providing for us all the time, making a way for us when it seemed to be no way. You are our way maker. Oh, God, you are our light in darkness, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you are doing. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Father, we pray for those that don't know Jesus today. We are praying right now, God, that you reach out from your home in glory. And that you begin to touch lives today, God. You begin to touch lives today, that you begin to save, that you begin to sanctify. Oh, God, because we know that sanctification comes from you, God. And, Father, we're praying for that one that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that you would reach out from your home in glory. Hallelujah. And touch them right now. Oh, God, bring deliverance, bring healing, bring restoration, oh, God. Revive us, oh, God. Change us, oh, God. Change our hearts, oh, God. Change our minds, oh God. And God, we know we will be saved, oh God. We pray today in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the one that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we're asking you, Father, to heal, to deliver, to raise them up now. Draw them to you, Father, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. We ask you, Father God, to reach out from the throne room and touch that one that, oh God, has been living a sinful life. Continuously in sin, oh God, we ask you, Father God, to bring deliverance, bring healing right now. Draw them to you, Father. Oh God, for the word of God declares that no one can come to you except you draw them. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day. Tomorrow is not promised. The people are, we are praying this morning that even as the hurricanes are coming in from the north, the south, the east, it's coming in. Two of them are coming. And I can't remember their names, but they're about to hit Florida from different angles. And God, some people may lose their life. We're praying that nobody lose their life, but some people may lose their life because they've been too stubborn. They were rebellious. They don't want to listen to what the governor says, what the senator says, or the people that are in the government authority tell them that they need to get out and go to a safe place to higher levels or so on. Hallelujah, that they decided they're going to board up and stay, and they're going to hanker down. Lord, we pray that they don't lose their lives, but some people may lose their lives. And Father, we want to pray for those that don't know you this morning. If you don't know Jesus, the Bible says that you must repent. Acts 2:38, you must repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not but have everlasting life. Jesus said it. It's in the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, A-double-L, you, me, all of us have sinned. And some of us are still slipping and dipping. We call it slipping and dipping, but it's sinning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God that he is a God that forgives us when we come up short. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages, that means you, is a debt that has to be paid. So if you continue in sin, you will pay the debt with your spirit man. Your spirit man will have to pay the debt when being in, sent into eternal damnation, the lake of fire and brimstone. It is real. People say there's people walking the street. There's even some preachers saying that they don't believe in hell or heaven. Why would a good God, a faithful God, a loving God make a heaven that is so destructive? God, the heaven, make a hell that is so destructive. God did not make hell for man. He made hell for devil and his agents, his goons. They was for death, Satan and his goons, not for man. But mankind decided that they want to be rebellious and that they would not listen to the sovereign Lord and that they would continue to do what they do. So they end up serving Satan. I was watching a show last night out of Africa, and the man was saying he had a robe on. He had a robe from his head to his toe. You know, and the only thing you were seeing is his hands, his wrists, and his face. But he said that he sold his soul to the devil. It's a black man. He said, I sold my soul to the devil. He said, and I don't care when I go to hell. You know, people think that hell is a glorious place. He said, I don't care. I'm ready to go to hell anytime. He says that he sleep with the devil. He said he has sex with the snake, the devil, the snake. He said, I have sex with him. You know, these people, he said, and when I sleep with him, he vomits money so I can give to people who ask me for money. They want a lot of money to start their business, and he did do this. This is a lot of wickedness in the earth. But God says Jesus is able to save you. He is able to deliver you. He is able to restore you. He is able to put your feet on the rock of salvation. Because he is the rock. Hallelujah. He is able to draw you out of darkness and bring you into his marvelous light. If you would just surrender, if you would just call upon him in repentance, if you would just call on him in great need of salvation, because he is the only one that can give you salvation. He is the author and finisher of our faith, but we have to call upon him. Hallelujah. And this is what he wants us to do. This is what he designed for us to do, for us to call out to him. Call out to him in faith. Trust him. Believe on him. Allow him to do for us what only he can do. So if you are out there today and you know that you are sinful, the thing you want to do is repent. Say, Lord, I am sorry. Godly sorrow leads to repentance. Not just saying I'm sorry. You got to have this thing, feel this thing in your heart. You got to feel the need to repent. It's got to take place in your heart. Because you know some people say, well, I repent. I repent. I'm not going to cuss out nobody anymore. I'm not going to do nobody any wrong anymore. And then the next minute, guess what they're doing? They're doing people wrong. Because they haven't really repented. See, when you repent, you allow God to lead you. He's the one, only one that can keep you safe and secure. He now has to take control, complete control over your heart, over your doings, over your going, over everything that you see and do. You have to give him the right to lead you and guide you. And guess what happened? Every time you want to curse, every time you feel like you want to steal, every time you feel like you want to hurt somebody, he will convict you and say that, son, daughter, you're about to do wrong. And that's not who you are. So if today that you feel the need to repent and give your life to Jesus Christ, nobody forcing you, nobody begging you, but you have this desire in your heart that you need to give your life to Christ, I recommend that you just give it to him, all completeness, the whole heart. Don't hold back anything. Don't say, well, I'm going to give this to the Lord, but I'm going to hold this part because I still like to go to the nightclub. I still like to go to the peep show. I still like to be able to open my pornography magazines, go to the websites and watch the half-naked women on there, and sometimes full naked and sometimes full of naked men. I still like to go on the page and see that stuff. No, say, Lord, I'm surrendering all of this pornography to you, Lord. Tongue that I love to curse. My eyes that I like to look upon things that I shouldn't look upon, Lord, I'm surrendering to you today. And I'm asking you to take complete control. Lord, I denounce Satan and all of his agents and this world system, all that it stands for. Today I come to you broken. Broken, O God, and empty. I ask you to refurbish me, Lord, and refill me. Refill me with the goodness of your love, your mercy and grace, O God, your compassion. Fill me with the things that I need to live a life that I will live again. Jesus, my heart is open, and I'm inviting you to come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life, my Savior, my soon coming King. I accept you now, Lord Jesus, and I will live for you the rest of my life until I die, till you call me out of this world. Jesus, fill my heart with a hunger and thirst for righteousness, O God. Let me have this great craving inside my heart that I wouldn't be able to go a day without studying the word. That is a lamp, will be a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. I ask you, God, to forgive me for every sin, every thought, every word, every action, every deed that I may have committed, known or not known. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let the water in the blood that came out of your side on the cross wash and cleanse me. I believe that you were crucified. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you were buried in a borrowed tomb and that the Father raised you up on the third day. I believe that you sit at the right hand of the Father. I confess it with my mouth right now, and I believe in my heart. Lord, I shall not be put ashamed because I believe in you, Son Jesus Christ. Father, I ask today that you honor my request and save my soul. Set me free in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer and you believe what you say, you have just received the gift of salvation. My friend, get a Bible. My sister, my brother. Get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. Study means to go over and over. It might take you a while to read these five books, but go over and over and over till they start to lodge in your heart. David said, thy word has I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. Hear me. That doesn't mean that you're not going to get temptation. You're not going to be challenged by Satan, tried and challenged, tested. But with God, you can do all things. He will strengthen you in areas of your life that you can't strengthen by yourself. No one, no family member can strengthen you. Only God can strengthen you in those areas that you'll be able to overcome the temptation. I know what I'm talking about. Study the word. Then call up a pastor, preacher, teacher that know how to baptize and tell them you received the gift of salvation. You're studying the word, but you want to be baptized according to Acts 2 and 38, and according to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, you want to be baptized because baptism is part of salvation. Hallelujah. And before you get baptized, call up your family, your friends, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle, whoever you can get, even your enemies, your work, fellow workers that you can get, because you want to have as many people that you can come to this great occasion where you are proclaiming openly that you have given your life to Christ. Now you're going down in the liquid grave with him, dying, leaving everything that held you captive, everything that was hindering you from coming to the cross to see Jesus. You're leaving in that water. My brother, my sister, when you come up out that water, you coming up in the righteousness of who Christ said you are. Hallelujah. Find a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel and get yourself involved. What I mean, I'm not telling you become a preacher, but I'm telling you begin to do something in the kingdom. There's much work to be done in the kingdom. When I started picking up the cigarette butts, the beer cans, the soda balls, all the stuff that was around the church building. I was vacuuming the church, the sanctuary. I was cleaning the bathroom. I was doing all that stuff because that's ministry. If somebody don't do that, you won't be able to get into the bathroom. You'll be able to get in the sanctuary from all the trash will be in there. But somebody has to do that. Start somewhere, and the Lord would honor it. He will promote you. See, sometimes you start as a janitor. The next thing, you end up owning the whole building. You end up owning the business, and you start as a janitor. You may start as the one at the gas station pumping the gas. The next thing you know, you own the gas station. But you got to start somewhere. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for all those that received the gift of salvation, for those that came on and heard the word, and those that would hear, receive the gift of salvation on a later date by hearing what you have spoken through us to release to your people that are saved and those that are unsaved. We pray for the ones that will rededicate their lives when they hear this prayer of salvation, and that they will come back home
to be in the land of the living, ready for heaven. We pray this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we pray that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field. Bless us when we come, O God, and bless us when we go. We pray, Father God, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not beneath. We pray, Father God, that God, that you make us the landers and not the borrowers. Oh, Father, we are praying today for the funds to come in. It seems like they are on their way from this reset. We pray that they come. But, Lord, if it's going to come, that many other people will be hurt, we ask, don't let it come. But if it comes so that we can help other people to get on the right path, oh, God, to believe and trust in you, God, we ask, God, that you're allowed to come. So, Lord, Father, you know that we will use it for your glory. And we show you this, Lord, for the jobs that you give us and we make funds, we always give away the majority to others that in need. We pray, Father God, for you to strengthen us. And, Lord, because you strengthen us, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest and abide upon us, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak today in somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It might stop someone from committing suicide, stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in his word, yet let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. That this means that the characteristics, the attributes of Jesus Christ must be seen in your life. You must have compassion. You must have mercy, have grace. You must be long-suffering, to be patient. And you must be willing to forgive and forget what someone has done, said to you, or how they treated you. You must be willing to forgive and forget. In Jesus' holy name. Remember, we love you. God loves you more. We hope to be here tomorrow. We don't know. It depends on the weather. But we'll be here tomorrow. We pray for safety for all those that are out there in computer land. We pray for the government. We pray for the police officers. We pray for, oh God, we pray for the senators, the congressmen. We pray for the Supreme Court Justice Department, the Fire Department. We pray for the school teachers that are back in the schools teaching and the children that are back in the schools supposed to be learning. We pray, Father God, that they would teach the truth. They would teach the children about maths and science and geometry and algebra and all the things that they need to know in history. And they would deny the entrance of the homosexuals and the drag queens from coming into school and brainwashing our children and grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, protect our streets and protect the ladies of the night, even those prostitutes and the gangbangers and the homosexuals. Lord, draw them to you, the lesbians, draw them to you that they might be saved, oh God. We pray for every homosexual, every lesbian, every fornicator, every adulterer, every curse, every blasphemer, Lord God, every drug dealer, Lord, we pray for them, every pedophile right now, we pray for right now, in the name of Jesus, that they might be saved. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. You all have a blessed day. Pray for my knee, my left knee. It's aching, but I have to go to work, so I have a strap right now, and I put some stuff on it and pray that that inflammation in that knee will just dissolve, and I'll be paying less so I can go up on the lot and take down those cameras. God bless you all. Hope to see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day, and thank you so much, Brother Deacon, for always be faithful. And Minister Jones, we thank God for you. Apostle Stewart, we thank God for you. Pastor Joyce Stewart, we know that you're in the background listening, but we thank God for you. Thank God for your all ministry. Thank God for your faithfulness coming on and being with us. We're still going to be here even if there's no person on the line. We will be here. God bless you. If we are not working, this is where we're going to be. God bless you. Pray for the people of God, those that you know and those that you don't know. Pray for them in Jesus' name. Because this is dangerous times that we're in, so we got to pray for each other. God bless you all. I love you all more than ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.